Welcome to Overtures on Contract with the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, Part 2. This is the second and final part of this particular On Contract series, as well as the final episode of 2022. Thank you for making this such an exciting and memorable year. Cheers to 2023. All links are in the show notes. Take your seats. We'll be starting shortly. Essentially, I'm chatting with various different people that I'm working with on contract. Please excuse my big 80s hair and Teresa's big 80s hair in particular. As you can tell, we have a show tonight, as you can tell by the dressing room that we're sitting in at the moment. This is going to be a shorter pre-recorded mini episode of Overtures, not the usual full hour length that you're used to. So apologies also for any different sound quality, as we're really working with the basics here. And this is also the second of two parts, so the first is already available, so go listen when you're done with this episode. But without further ado, we'll go ahead and get started. And also, if you want to see a full-length episode with either of my guests, hi, come in!
And just like our live episodes, sometimes we have some brief interruptions.
David, our artistic director, is in here. Yes. It's not live. I'm just
show
recording.
Yourself.
We have t-shirts.
Should we wear our t-shirts?
Oh, absolutely.
Quick change.
Just showing off the t-shirt.
Very cute. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
Amazing.
Thank you. Woof, David.
Amazing. So, of course, if you want to see a full-length episode with either of my guests here on this episode now showing off this beautiful t-shirt that we just got, if you want to see them on their own special, on their own episodes, these are incredibly talented people, and I know you would love to have a full episode with them. So,
oh, shucks.
Let us know. Let me know.
Give the people what they want.
Exactly, exactly. So, without further ado, this is part two of two episodes, and as you can see, I have two guests here today, so I will introduce them both. So first, I have Teresa Hall, a Pittsburgh-based actor and recent graduate of Rider University's MFA Musical Theater, BFA Musical Theater
wish
program.
Wish I had my MFA.
Come on, master. Most recently, Teresa was seen in Kinky Boots at Bucks County Playhouse. Select credits include Captain Hook in Pete Her Pam, Shelby Stevens in Steel Pier, Marty in Grease, Charlotte Cardoza in Titanic the Musical. And then, beside my lovely Teresa, is Marissa Budnick, who's thrilled to be back at the Millbrook Playhouse for the Best Christmas Pageant Ever after playing Sister Robert Ann in Nonsense 2 last year. Select credits of theirs include Stranger Things Experience, The Amazing Adventures of Dr. Wonderful at Playhouse on Park, and Bring It On with Vanguard Theater Company. And they have a BFA in musical theater from the Harp School. Currently, we are in the adults' dressing room here at Millbrook Playhouse in central Pennsylvania, where we have a performance of the Best Christmas Pageant Ever in a couple of hours. Exactly 2 hours.
That's good luck.
Oh my god.
My hair.
These two are so funny and so talented, so let's get into it. So, without further ado, this is Marissa Budnick and Teresa Hall. I'm just stumbling over all my words.
Oh, that's like a combination of our names.
Marissa!
Our mayorship name!
Oh, we have babies! It's perfect. It's perfect. So, how are you two doing today? How's it going?
Good.
Good!
Good!
That was chaotic, bro.
When you're going into your second weekend of performances, I feel like the
energy gets... A lot of caffeine.
Very chaotic.
A lot of caffeine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
And so where are you both originally from?
Let me go first.
You go first.
I am from Wayne, New Jersey. A little town. Not a little town. It's actually kind of big. In North Jersey.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hello.
Hi.
It was inevitable that we would get interrupted more than once this episode, but granted, that was mostly our fault, considering we were the ones who set up in the dressing room.
So getting into the Overtures question of the show, essentially. So for either of you, whoever wants to go first, can, what was that, like, Overture light bulb moment for you of, like, oh, theater is something that I, like, want to pursue?
It was when I saw Billy Elliot on Broadway. Oh. It was like an otherworldly experience. I wanted to be Billy Elliot so bad. I wanted to do the fouette turns that he does at the end of the show. I was like, oh, I'm going to do them. I still can't do them. But that was the show that really inspired me and made me be like, I want to pursue this weird art form.
Yeah.
Weird art form.
Weird.
Was that one of your first Broadway shows, or was like
no?
I've
grown up seeing shows because I live pretty close to the city, so I was lucky enough to be able to, like, for birthdays and like special occasions, be able to see a show every now and then. So I was actually seeing the show because a girl in my like sixth grade class was in it, and I was like, oh, I have to go see her at the show. And then I was like, oh wait, I love this show.
I love
Billy Elliot.
For me, I've been doing it like my whole life. Yeah. I started when I was like 6, and then once I got to middle school, this is very funny. I went to a middle school in the middle of nowhere, so like the getting rights for something was not a thing.
Yeah.
So my middle school director was like, "Let's do Les Mis." Let's do Les Mis for 8th grade. I know. But my dad like saw it, and like, I mean, obviously I'm in 8th grade, but it's like, "Oh, she's kind of good at this."
Yeah.
So then I got put into classes at the Pittsburgh CLO Academy, and I was spending lots of money and time there, but like it made me realize like this is like it's not a hobby anymore.
Yeah.
Like I, it used to be my silly little hobby. I wanted to work in like true crime and work like as like a detective.
That's
like I'd be good at that. Anyway, and then I went to school for it. I'm just so passionate about it, and I love all aspects of the arts. It makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, and I think also, like, when you get to work, like, at, like, when you do things like a Pittsburgh CLO, I'm assuming you're, like, working, like, among these professionals.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, like, professionals working with kids is so, like, obviously I'm, like, starting to go into, like, this show that we're working on now, but I think it's so important that when kids get to work with professionals, because then it's like, oh, this isn't just a thing that I do after school. Mm-hmm. It can be more if I want it to be.
Exactly.
So I think that speaks, like, exactly to that. So where we're at in terms of the production process, we're in our final weekend of shows. We did have a snow day yesterday for inclement weather, so we had like 2 days off, a show, and then snow day. But now we're back and we have four more shows. So
crazy.
So exciting. First and only 2-show day tomorrow, so I'm very excited for that. It's going to be chaotic with any 2-show day, but I think with this one, with the kids, it'll just be especially so, which will be really
busy.
We'll be nice and busy.
Yeah, exactly. And so I would love to hear from you both. Feel free to tag team it. What is the best Christmas pageant ever about?
Want me to go first?
Go for it.
So, essentially, we're in a church. We're in a church, and, you know, very holy. But, if you know, like, the Christian church and the Catholic church, they do the Christmas pageant. Mary and Joseph and the little angel with wings. But there's the family that comes to the church, the Herdmans, and they take over the pageant. And our lovely Marissa plays Grace Bradley, who is now in charge of the pageant since, who we met earlier, Brooke. She breaks her foot, Miss Helen Armstrong. So now Grace is in charge, and it's all chaos because the Herdmans have inserted themselves into the pageant. And how is that, Grace?
Oh,
Mrs. Bradley.
Mrs. Bradley.
Hey.
Song in our show. It, like she said, it is chaotic with the Herdmans coming in. They cause all sorts of little antics during rehearsals. Should I give a spoiler away what they
do? I think I know which one, but I'm curious to see if I...
So, we're in rehearsal, and we're about to sing Silent Night, gorgeous, beautiful tune, and I'm conducting the children, and they all sing so beautifully, Silent, and then the Herdmans go, and they go fart, and they like keep going, and they have like these lyrics. It's so stupid and silly. It's not stupid, it's silly. We can cut that out. It is so silly, and so yeah, they kind of like wreak havoc. And I'm like, no, I mean, even though they're the worst and they make me want to pull my hair out of my head, it's Christmas time. We have to give these kids a chance because they have never done this before, and maybe they'll be good at it, and maybe if we give them a chance, they'll thrive. So Grace is like the only one that really sees that in them.
We don't.
And
The church ladies are very judgmental. We're like,
no.
Like, what's the matter with Grace?
Yeah, what is the matter?
Because she's actually being like inclusive with the kids.
I know, what a concept.
What a concept. Yeah, and so the Christmas pageant happens, and it's a little silly. It's a little funny. It's a little imperfect.
It's very funny if you've been to them before and you know how they are. So it's like, oh my gosh,
I've seen this happen, or like seeing kids like forget their lines.
Yeah, like my mom is gonna crack up tomorrow.
That's yeah,
so she's gonna be like, oh my god, I remember when you were Mary.
I was Mary. You were Mary.
I was 3 years.
Oh, 3 years in a row.
I know.
You were Alice.
I am.
You were Alice.
But no, this show is very much about acceptance. And it, like, it is quirky and cute, but like it, there is a message at the end. And it's very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely show. Lovely kids.
No, and I think that's a fantastic like synopsis of the show without giving too much away. Like, it's such a fun show. And it's funny because like I grew up with like the story and the novel. And I think there's like a film kind of thing.
I love the movie.
Yeah, it's so good. And so then like discovering, I'm like, oh, this is a musical now. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. And I was, it's very fun. The music's really catchy.
And the music's super catchy. It's really fun.
It's a blast to sing. But I'm curious, Marissa, specifically, how has this experience been for you being that, like, you're not only just coming back to Millbrook Playhouse, but you came back to work with the same director, Michael Schlegel, from Nonsense, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can only do Catholic shows here at Millbrook Playhouse.
Our resident Jew.
Can only do Catholic shows here. And you know what? I gotta do what I gotta do to make the buck.
Yeah.
No. I love Millbrook Playhouse. Millbrook, like, even last year, is such a welcoming, warm place to work. They treat you super well. They house you. They feed you on occasion.
And the parents are really, really sweet.
Yes, the parents are very sweet. Yeah. And they pay for your transportation. Like, you never, you don't see that a lot with non-union theater. So, like, this is a very special place. And Central PA can be, like, a little scary sometimes, a little rural for us city folk. But, you know, it's an experience, and the downtown Lock Haven area is so beautiful and lovely. We love taking walks, and there's such cute shops. And then working with Michael Schlegel, like, he is just a ball to work with. He's so funny. He's so lovely. He's like, he doesn't have a mean bone in his body. He's just like doing his thing. And like this show, like Christmas Pageant and Nonsense, like they were perfect shows for him to direct because he's such a song and dance man. And so like he's very good with like putting that kind of choreography and things.
Yeah, so
he's wonderful. I'm so glad like you guys got to experience him too.
Yeah, it was a blast. Well. Yeah. Oh, we had too much fun. We like so much camp between us.
So much camp.
It's fantastic.
Fabulous.
I'd love to hear about any like fun stories, cool experiences or otherwise working on this show. Could be with like the kids or learning something maybe you didn't know about yourself in rehearsals or shows.
That's a good question.
Yeah. The kids are just so funny. But, like,
they are so funny.
That's
I was like, because I've been in shows with kids before, but like, and I've, but the kids that were in these shows, it's like they come from theater. They grow up. So it's like coming here, I was like, how much theater? Like, I don't know. And it wasn't like, I knew they were going to be great and fabulous because I've talked to David, but I was like, I didn't know what I was coming into. And these kids are fabulous.
They really are.
And they, like, they all want to be here. Like, every single one of them wants to be here every day. They get so excited. They come early all the time. They're just so excited. And, like, you don't see that a lot. And, like, it's, I don't know, it's very, like, heartwarming. And I'm like, and they all, like, go to school together. And I'm like, oh my God.
I know, it's so cute. They're, like, talking about school and, like, who likes food.
I love it. Also, like, during mic check, they'll be like, so today in choir.
It's so cute. And I don't know, it's just like I've learned a lot by just like being around them because it's been a long, like, I mean, I'm the baby of the adult cast, but it's been a minute since I've been in like grade school, and it's just like, I don't know, it's just you learn with kids.
Testing.
We're testing those microphones.
The God mic.
Just kidding, it's David.
Well,
God, actually. Working with these kids, they're so wonderful.
Well, and you got to come out a little bit early, too, to work on specific numbers, which was even really interesting to be like, I'm the first one here.
It was me against 24 kids, and I knew none of their names, none of their character names, so it was just a little, it was jarring, but they were, like, very nice. They were, like, I think they were so excited to finally have another cast member like come in because they
rehearsed for a month before we arrived.
They were starting our parts.
They started on like Halloween, so like, and we didn't come in until the end of November. So they had a month like without us singing our parts. So like, to slowly have like somebody come in and actually do their part, like, I think it was exciting for them to put the pieces together.
Yeah, because I know they got really excited like when all of us arrived. So I'm sure that was fun to like also like come back and be like, hey, I kind of remember you guys.
I remember you guys. Like, we all chatted and like, oh yeah, we talked about that last week.
And they all had gotten so like specific about like, well, like if these are the two kids and like your hair color is brown.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. When I was there the first week, because my two kids in the show, one has curly brown hair, one has curly blonde hair, and I have straight brown hair. And so they were like, okay, like, you have brown hair, you look like Maya, like, that could be, like, your daughter. So now we have to see if the dad looks like Lexi, who has the curly blonde hair. So
they're really, Thomas does have blonde hair, so.
Perfect family.
Sorry.
We're perfect family.
Exactly. Perfect family. But yeah, what are you both looking forward to in these last few shows that we have?
Just having fun. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
There's like no pressure. It's just fun. Yeah. The holiday season.
I feel like Monica, it's kind of like
Christmas soon.
Here to the end, because it's like we show tonight, two shows tomorrow, Sunday matinee. I feel like it's just like back to back to back now. So
yeah,
that's what I'm
just play.
And
just
I like
play.
Yes, yeah. And like you have family coming. I have family coming.
You have family
as well. Yeah. So like
it's gonna be a blast.
That's gonna be fun.
I'm so excited. I know. It'll be. I think it'll be also really fun to be like, hey, like come meet my family.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm excited to meet y'all's family.
Exactly.
Sunday's gonna be a great crowd.
Yeah,
we need a
good crowd.
Yeah, because all of our parents are taking
and
us
they're all this. Loud. They'll all be loud.
Exactly.
Yes,
and cackling.
Yes, all the cackles. Amazing. So with this, we are coming to the end of our little mini episode here. Do either of you have anything like coming up we should be looking out for, or just getting ready for the holidays, that kind of thing?
Yeah, going back to work. I have like a 50-hour work week already coming Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah, caramel ribbon crunch.
Yeah.
Sponsor me.
Yes. Sponsor one of your workers.
Literally sponsor her.
We're coming up.
If anyone has a nannying job they want to give me in New York City, I had 5 interviews today with families.
I was there. I went.
And Teresa witnessed them all. She's my manager. She's like, ooh, I like that for that family, but that, we don't know about what. She was like negotiating with me.
Yeah.
So. But yes, I'll be going back to New York and working and auditioning and all that jazz.
Heading right into audition season.
Oh,
so
yeah, it's already.
I wouldn't be surprised if all three of us run into each other at some point during this season.
It'll happen.
We will. You guys are literally planning to be in the same place, same day. So
crazy.
There we go.
It'll be a moment.
Exactly. Where can we find you both on social media?
Oh, my God. my Instagram and Twitter are at MR Budnick, BUDNICK _.
Incredible.
My Instagram and my TikTok, follow it, are Teresa, Theresa, Hall X. And it's like a cartoon photo of some.
So don't be alarmed.
Don't be alarmed. That's me, I swear.
It's me in cartoon form. And don't worry, I'll put links to all the social medias below when you're watching this video or listening to it in podcast form. And then I believe you also have a website, right?
I do.
Amazing. So I'll make sure to put any websites that we have below as well.
Yes, our website.
Yes, I have a website too.
Beautiful. Amazing. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura_Marjoram and my website, www.lauramarjoram.com. You can find this show on Instagram at Overtures Show. You can search on YouTube Overtures Show. Please subscribe, say hi. I have a community tab, so check it out. listen on Spotify and Apple Music. This will eventually become a Spotify and Apple Music version to listen to, but if you're watching on YouTube, you probably found it on YouTube first, so proud of you. But yeah, with that, do either of you have any final thoughts for viewers? I usually say live and in the future, but this is pre-recorded, so it's only in the future. Any final thoughts, anything like that?
Just thank you for watching. We are very happy to be here, and we're
happy
so glad
to have
we met
you.
And like,
yes.
Ditto.
You better watch and like it and do all the things.
Our silly selves.
I mean, they would be watching.
I mean, at this point, if they're watching this very moment, they would have already watched it.
But
so
watch
thank
it again.
You
yeah. Watch it again. Thank you for watching.
Yes.
Mwah. Amazing.
Thank you, Laura.
Of course. Happy holidays and
happy
all that good
holidays.
Stuff.
Happy holidays.
Mwah. Amazing. Have a good one, everyone.